Rashi Sakhri Mois begins. Vayom Rashi, with the Yidaber Hashem, Moishach, Moishne Bnei Aharon, Vikavos, Vikne Hashem, Vayom Musi. Vayom Rashi Mel Moishe, Yidaber El Aharon, Nochicha, Val Yovad Bukhal Eisu La Kodesh, Yidois La Poroches. El Pnei Akapoyris, Hashem El Aharon, Vayom Musi, Kiba Onon, Yidroa El Akapoyris. There's the Isser of course, it's even for a yochid that the chiddush over here is even for Aaron Achicha, even for the Kohen Gadol, who in certain circumstances has a heter to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Even for him, it's an iser to go in b'chol eis. Even a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whatever he wants. If he goes in Shaloi Kados, Shaloi Kadim, he dies. Misa Bidei Shomai. Rather, Kiba'on on Eir Ala Kapoyos. There's a halacha, Shuta Shemukha, Drash of the Mikra, but Benkach and Benkach, it's mutter for the Kohen Gadol to go in, only Bezois Yova Yaharten Ala Kodesh. He's only allowed to go in with all Seder HaAvoido of Parshas Achremis. Some Rishonim learn that Aaron had a unique din, that he was mutter to go in, even not on Yom Kippur. The halacha is that every Kohen Gadol achas bashono, as the Psukim later described, achas bashono on Yom Kippur, there's a chiyu of the Seder HaAvoido of these korbanos. And the Kohen Gadol is mechuyev. Oysu zeis lachem lechuk asoylam lechapel b'nei shom lekol chatoysam achas bashono. That the Kohen Gadol, and it's a din meyuchad, davke be Kohen Gadol, has to do the Seder HaAvoida and go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Seder HaAvoida achas bashono. Some Rishonim learn that Aaron had a unique din, that whenever he had wanted to, if he had wanted to go in, then he would be able to go through the whole Seder HaAvoida of Big Day Lovon and Big Day Zohar, with the Korbonis, Amachatron, with the Sarla Zosl, etc. And go in, even if it would have been a Yud Iyor. For whatever reason, he would see a need to go into Kodesh HaKadoshim, to daven for something unique, something special, he would be allowed to do it, but it's only with the whole Seder Davon. Benkach or Benkach, we have to appreciate the Iser to go in Stam to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's a limud here, bank, to appreciate. Kedusha has to be concealed. Not to be exposed. Even the Kodesh is also to go in Stam. Meaning, even to the Heichal, it's only mutter for a Kohen to go in with, as part of a form of an avoida. A beer rekonis is a lav to go into the Kodesh, even to the Heichon. A Kohen who goes in, it's only on Manas to light the menorah, or to be makter k'teris on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or to be misalik and Shabbos, lechem haponim, to put on lechem haponim. It's also stam to go into the Kodesh. More than that, there's another unique halacha. Just to bring out the halachas of the concealment of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. B'shas HaKteris, the one Kohen who goes in to be makter K'teris. B'shas, that he's being makter the K'teris every day, machtisa b'boikim, machtisa b'erev, doing the aktor of the K'teris, it's also for any other Kohen to be in the area between HaMizbeach v'lifnim. Other Kayadim have to be mistalik. There's a certain gilui of Shechina, and especially Kiskarvus, that's Mizgal B'Shas Aktoris Aktoris, that asers any other Kohen to be the B'Shas Maisa, even close to the Kohenish. For Ish Yisraeli Stam, it's also to go in to the Azara between the Mizbeach and the Fnim. Besides unique times, like Shas HaKofer, on Sukkis, that it can go be marked with the Mizbeach, and it can be marked with that the second half of the Mizbeach also, B'shas HaKofa. Otherwise, the inner part of the Mizbeach, which is part of the Kodesh, it's also Bechlal for Ish Yisrael ever to go to that part. My bar mitzvah, the Shiva spoke out an idea. It's patch. As an ST, as a mimer. On this also, if you refer to the on this in this Indian. In early draft of the Jewish Mimic and Jewish Law got in. I'm not sure that in the printed version it's there. I don't remember. So if guys get now the PDF and ask. I know whether you'll find it. Maybe you will. Rashida spoke out an idea. Kedusha, the mahus of Kedusha is that it has to be concealed. It has to be covered. It has to be hidden. Take even the Oren HaKodesh itself, the Spitz Darug of Kedusha that we have. The Luchos HaBris, the Sefer Torah, Shekos V'Moshe, which is in the Oren. The Oren itself had a covering Mibachutz and Mibifnim. Mibaisu Mechutz, Tetzapenu, and three, it's Pshutli, I'll phrase it simply, Loshon Rashi, were three boxes. There was the inner box, which is the golden box, that's based on the Oren Kodesh. And then there was a box on the inside of Atzei Shittim, which was a Tzipui. Faker. The Oren itself is the... And then there's a Tzipui, Bifnim and Mibachutz. Mibachutz, Tzapenu, three boxes, and the Oren itself has a Kisui from outside and from the inside. Two separate Kisuiim. And even that is covered with the Kaporis. And that kaporis has to be covered in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with a closed mechitza. And that's in the Kodesh itself, which also has to have a closed mechitza. Damsis HaZorah also have to be closed. There's a maimad for the avodah. There's a psichas Damsis HaHeicho, which is done by Elois HaShachar. Kodesh is always covered. It's always concealed. Kedusha is never exposed. Something which is exposed by definition is a zilzul in its kedusha. Tznius, the yisoid of tznius, of guf, and also at a certain level. Concept of tznius and maisim, hasna leches and elekecho, kedusha has to be covered. Because of the kedusha of the guf cannot be, is not allowed to be exposed. That's the yesoid of the hilchas tznius, that is also to expose, a person is also to expose his guf, even by chadri chadorim. That's the sugis in the beginning of Arachayim. Or even Mechadri Chadorim. A person has to cover his goof. Gemara has a loshen. Paskins in Shulchan Aruch. In Koyrin Kodosh, Kedusha is only someone who's a tzonua, b'mokim tznius. A feeling based on kiseh. These halachas of how a person covers and uncovers his goof. Is it halacha l'maiseh? On a check, it's good. It's some very practical Shuvos and Igros Moshe on the top. Derech Agav, if the sugi, every Jew, and Torah, of course, is the other sugi of Tznius, basic Hanoge, part of our day in, day out life. What's the Yisov? Something which is Kodesh has to be covered. Pshutin Shavarim. Of course, there's deeper meanings behind it. When I mean deeper meanings in the underpinnings of the creation of the Bria, there's Yesod here. But even with the Pshutim Shel Dvorim, exposure of something Kodosh is a zilzul in the essence of the Dovah. A goof of Ish Yisrael is the keli of expression of the chelik of the kamim mal the shom of the Ish Yisrael in this world. Meaning, each and every one of us has an neshama, which its kedusha, as the Nefesh HaChaim brings, is greater than the greatest malach. The Ish Yisrael neshama has a kedusha which is greater than the kedusha of the malach matatran, than the greatest malach. Srofu meifanim, even in his physical world, their presence brings about Eish, physical fire. That's why when Pinchas ben Yoyin Chaver, the Oisik B'Torim Alochim came to hear Oif, that was Parach Malim, was Nisra, it's just a symbol of the Kedusha of the Malochim. Neshama of every single Jew is greater than that. As the Ramos says, Rufa Chol Bosor Mafli Lasois in the Yetzirah of the Guf, that the Mafli Lasois HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that Chilik Elikam Mimal, the tremendous Kach of Neshama, connected it to a physical goof. And the vehicle of expression of that neshama in this world is only through the goof. I remember as a young boy, when I was trying to figure out the neshama, the goof, the whole matzah, I remember asking my father a question. I had a friend, Oshel Prizin Tzachar Lebracha, in class, he was in a car accident. When he was in fifth grade, and he was mentally impaired. It wasn't so obvious in his outer appearance, but his capability of learning was totally destroyed. He remained on a level of barely being able to, he was able to read Baruch Hashem, but he was barely able to read and translate. He knew Hebrew, it helped him very much, but Mishnayos was just beyond him. He came to our class, he switched schools, he came to our school after 2-3 years after the accident. He was really getting better physically, but he was a wicked kid, and he came to our class in fifth grade, and His bar mitzvah, he was held behind. His bar mitzvah was when he was in sixth grade. On a personal level, I was quite friendly with him. He used to come up to the house. I remember I used to try best to get that. He always wanted me to live with him. His roots, and he was such a pure neshama. And he just couldn't get it. He was so frustrated. I remember asking my father, I said, Abba, I don't understand. His neshama is punked exactly like my neshama, right? Anything changed in his neshama from the accident? No. So how is it that he's not capable of understanding, learning Mishnayos, and barely getting Chumash, and even getting it, he has to repeat 20 times, and he has such a kach harotzen, he was a delicious kid. How? What's pshat? Where's his neshama? When a person learns, what's pshat? This is neshama learning. He's learning. How he gets absorbed in the person's neshama. I mean, it stays with us forever what we learn. But I was trying to understand. So I said, it's very simple. His neshama is as great and as pure as everyone else. Just the neshama in this world can only come to its expression via a physical guf. And his physical guf of the brain, that nekud of machshava, his physical guf is destroyed on some level. And therefore, his neshama isn't able to absorb. He doesn't have the brain anymore on that level to help his neshama be able to absorb the Torah that he learns. A A person who doesn't have a hand, he's mitzuvah in. He's mitzuvah in hanochas tefillin. He's just his goof. He doesn't have that goof. So he has no hechatimti. He has no keli. How as a person, the neshama, the person is his neshama, of course. Our goof is a levush. Are we our hand? No. Are we our goof? No. Our goof is the levush. And besides just being the levush, it's also the tool of expression and capable connection of the neshama in this world to be able to do ma'aseh mitzvahs and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The neshama is only able to through the goof. Now, the fact that the goof has that unique capability of being a levush for the person's neshama, for the persona of who the person is, that's a tremendous, tremendous kedusha. Now, exposure is a zilzul. Besides the fact that it's a chiddul of kedusha, why is it a chiddul of kedusha? When there's exposure of guf is the yisoidah, it makes the guf as if it's an entity on its own. As if a goof is a goof. As if there's no persona here. There's no person. Who are you? Are you your goof or are you the person? Very bestowed. Bedoyne, any dough which is kodesh, if you look at the physical appearance of the thing and you focus on that and it's not concealed, it's not covered, we could get, so to say, mistaken. It's a chil of that kedusha, as if the physical object here is what the thing is. The mahus of kedusha is it has to be covered. Mokim ha'orin is ain't it wasn't even tefes mokim even on the physical sense. Chazal tell us that the orin was so spiritual it wasn't even tefes mokim. When you measure the bais from one side of the arm, from the right side of the heichal to the arm, from the left side of the arm, you measured the amount of amos. There were 15 amos this way, 15 amos that way. And how did you get 15 amos on each side when the arm itself also was tefis tzon mokin? How is it part of the 30 amos? Didn't it minimize from the 30 amos? Chazal tell us that no, that it was so spiritual, it wasn't even measured in a way that... Can we understand that in a physical sense? Absolutely not. Does it have a physical havana? No. The person will try to scientifically try to explain, understand it. He's stupid. It's something which is before science and different. Science is in the mundane, in the physical world, not in the spiritual world. And it was totally spiritual. Looking at it as there was seemingly a physical object there too, but exposure is giving a reason to view it as being its physical sense when there's so much more to it, when there's this spiritual sense. The goof of the person is the same thing. We are not our goof. Our goof is the greatest tool that we have and the greatest blessing that we have. But at the end of the day, that's not us. Exposure of goof or overemphasis of goof, tending to caring for the goof too much, also is wrong in that sense. Why did Chazal put down, and they looked down bezilzul on misalzul b'sa'aroi, when Yosef tended a bit too much to his physical appearance, b'beis b'tifar, Chazal didn't look Yosef atzadik with his grit, which he was dovuk in shechina. Mufsim, if I'll say in a chassidish way, we're rolling under, coming out of his arm. Chazal tells Petifai, Kol HaShoyis HaShem Matzliach B'yodoy, he had mufsim left, right, center going on. Obviously, he was in a very spiritual madrega. But Chazal didn't hold of his tending, on his madrega, he tended too much to his physical appearance. Why is that wrong, Al Pishkov, as Chazal, for a Jew to put too much into his physical appearance? Because it takes away for the beauty of the neshama. That means a person treats his physical chelik as if it's an entity. When there's exposure of guf, is the same chisaron. The more something is kadosh, the worse off it is by it being exposed. It's a zilzul in the kedusha. That's what's wrong with tight clothing. That's what's wrong with not being clothed. It makes the person a behemoth, so to speak. What does it mean, makes the person a behemoth? Name. But it's treating the person as being a goof. When a person is nishta goof, the goof is kodosh because of its uniqueness. It's a lavush for the neshama. So the big tikkun, special, as higher of a level of kedusha, is vital, is to be covered, to be appreciated. The kedushas koyin, kedushas koyin gadol, unique begodim. That's why begodim are called mechabdus. Why are begodim called? Gemara calls begodim that is mechabed the adam. Why is begodim mechabed the adam? Because that's the concept of kavod, to appreciate who the person taka is. And he's not kipshuta, his physical appearance. There's such a great person whose love, whose malbush is in his physical goof. But therefore it has to be covered. Kelim, the Mikdash. It was a mokim miyuchad, and it's a chidush nifle b'chlal, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us such a thing. A mokim in this world was miyuchad for Ashras Shechinah, for capability of Dveikus and a special level of Kadosh, and that mokim, the answer is yes. But we chas v'shon view it as something physical, to get chapped up by the physical beauty and the gold and the silver and the... And it's all very special, but it's not. That's just a chitimtze for us to appreciate the real thing, not to be kept caught up in its physical appearance, because that's a zilzul in its essence of spirituality. As Akdoma to Parshas Arayis, very interestingly, we have a warning. Davil b'nei Yisrael, omart aleim, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Dayan mipora, v'nema l'shalim schar. Special warning. Rebbe Yoimer, goli v'yodua lefonov, shesoif olenatik b'arayis b'mei Ezra. The Rambam writes at the end of the Hilchos Yisurei Biyah that the Nisoyin of Arayis is the Nisoyin of every generation. And Leitimtso, the Rambam has a painful, hard lashon over there. You'll never find a group, a kohol, because man who's man, shein ben prutzen ba'arayis, or bias asuris. In every kehila, he doesn't mean non-orthodox kehilas. He's referring to kehilas, not referring to the goyim who come from Jewish lineage. Referring to Kehilas in Klal Yisrael, ve'ena temoitzei kohol b'chol zman v'zman shem ben prutzim ba'arayus u'biyos asuris. It's because what? Omru chachomim, gezel v'arayus nafshi shelodem is'avolem u'mchamdoso. It's the nature, it's the physical nature of humanity. And therefore, v'oid omru chachomim roiv b'gezel, Right people are nichshal in gezel. It's also a person has to know. Sometimes you don't have it at the young age. Gezel is never shenafshi shalom chamdosa. We have to know that. Each and every one of us, it's also true, has a tendency to love other people's money. It's a human trait. You've got to know that. Nafshi shalom chamdosa. Now, why did I just make this emphasis? For the Rambam, says, why is the Rambam telling us all this? This is Perek Chav Beis Halacha Yutes. Comes Halacha Chav. It says, Lefikoch, Ro Iloi Le'odom Lokuf Yitzri Bedover Ze. Person has to be bend his yetzer. Ulahar Gil Asmi Bekedushi Yeseira, Ubemachshova Tahira, Ubeda, Ubedea Nechoina Kedei Lehinotzel Mihe. Person has to know the physical facts of humanity, of human tendencies, in order that a person should be prepared to work on enclosing kfi of the yetzer, to train himself into kedusha, and in pure thought, and to have the right deya nechayna, in order to be saved from this. And then Rambam continues, says something very, very esoteristic. And then he explains. We find in Gemara stories of Tanoim of Amoraim that they used to warn the Talmidim. Hizarubi mipnei biti. Hizarubi mipnei kalosi. In my home, I have children. And my daughters-in-law, there's people who are in the home. The Gemara says, "Yizarubi." When you come to ask me, Shadi, you come to my house. You have to be careful. There's nisyonis in my house. Why? Kedei lelamed letalmideya, to teach their talmidim. Shelo yizbaishu midavor ze. They shouldn't be embarrassed from this fact. What does it mean? They shouldn't be embarrassed from this fact. Human being has to confront the fact that he's human and he has physical tendencies. If a person is misbayish mipnei dovor zeh, the Rambam says, and therefore he doesn't pay attention that he has a tendency to chait, he won't be nizhar badovor zeh. He won't be careful. G'dolei HaChachomim used to warn their talmidim and be open about the nisyonis. Adarab, the way to be misgaber is knowing that a person is capable of chait, and a person has a tendency of chait. That's the reason why the Rambam writes in lecha kol v'kol b'chol, and every generation, it's an issue that has to be dealt with. And if a person doesn't deal with it, he'll chas v'sholem come to be nechsha. My father-in-law has a beautiful word here. Tends to say, he says, when the Yetzirah comes to a person, it goes better in Yiddish, I'll say it in English, when he gives the Yetzirah Shalom Aleichem, he's able later to tell his Yetzirah L'chaim L'shol. Or gay gezunt to hate. Or nish gezunt to hate. Or gay. He's able to tell his Yetzirah goodbye. If he gives him a welcome when he shows up, he's able to later tell him goodbye. Get lost. Go. The problem is, Zokter Amman with the Yetzirah is, if you ignore the fact that he's there, he'll come into the person. He'll become an oireach and he'll end up staying. That guest will come as the lotion of the psukim, describe the Yetzirah coming in the moshul in the psukim. He'll begin off as an oireach and then he'll become a ben bais. When the Yetzirah comes to visit, you got to tell him Shalom Aleichem. I recognize that you just came. You're here. Later you can tell him goodbye. Get lost. If you don't tell him Shalom Aleichem properly, you can't tell him later L'chaim L'shalom. That's the yourself. The Torah tells us warns us. K'maaser et mitzrayim yishiv shavtim b'loisas. U'chamaaser et k'nan ha'shem ebi eschum shomo. Loisas u'chukesem loisay leichu. Es mishpotay ta'asu. Es chukoystay tishmuru l'oleches b'hem ani ha'shem aloikeichem. U'shmartem es chukoystay ves mishpotay asher yas oiso ha'odom v'chay b'hem ani ha'shem. Do you realize how many times the Torah is repeating? Three times over. In this small warning parasha, in this five psukim, we were warned three times. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani es mishpotei taz v'zchukir yisei tishmur lech v'em. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Then the next pasuk again. Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, says Rashi, nema l'shalim schar. Ani Hashem, dayon li pora, v'nema l'shalim schar. Three times over, we have this warning. Ani Hashem, yata rasha li poter. I will punish those who will be over, and I'll give schar to those who guard themselves. It's the greatest challenge of humanity. And as the Netziv points out in Pasuk Dal and Pasuk Hey, the Torah tells us the key of success of how to be misgaber. We know Chazal tell us, Barasi Yetzirahor, Barasi Rotorot Tavlon. And as the Mitzvah Hashem says in his Hakdom, the creator of the Yetzirahor says that the refuah of the Yetzirahor, the refuah is via Torah, and when a person has Torah, he's able to harness the Yetzirahor as a Tavlon, then it makes a person greater and bigger. What's a Tavlon? A Tavlon, what is a Tavlon? The tavlin becomes something which makes the food better. Now getting down, I don't get down bechlal l'man yenoti, getting onto the practical aspect of that. The point, Torah is capable, changes a person in a way that fakert. The fact that he has a yetzer only makes him better and bigger. And he's able to because of his Yetzer, steig so much more. It becomes a tavlin. Zokt in the Siyas Yesharim. If the creator of the Yetzer says, this is the refuah, someone who created a machla, and he tells you exactly what the refuah is, and he tells you it's the only refuah, you know that this is the refuah. Zotim Zishon is the Einzik Refuah. And therefore it's Torah Mevi'el Idei Zehirus. It's only through Torah that a person could bechlal, be capable of being a Zohir. Later on moving on to Zoriz, Noki, Tzadik, Chosid, to go on the 10 Madregas till he achieves Ruach HaKodesh. And the Tziv teaches it in the Pasuk. I won't go now in the details of the Pasuk. And then the Tziv is Marich, those of you who want to see inside to enjoy it. Es mishpotei tasu v'schukoysei tishmeru. And the Torah then, l'aleches bo'el. And you see, it goes in Arichas over here and other places, when and what tasu and tishmeru from Chazal. Sometimes we find Chazal referred to it as asiyas and mitzvahs. And sometimes we refer to Chazal referred to tasu as chukei ha-talmud. Sometimes tishmeru is guarding from chait, from person holding himself back. And sometimes tishmeru is referred to shmiras ha-toyru. Shmartem, mishmarti, shinun mishnayas is referred to as a shimur. Zokt in itziv. If a person is dovuk in toyru, on a level, u'shmartem es chukoysev es mishpota asher yase oysom, he's so dovuk that the yesoidis that he learns, he chazers over them to be meshamer that which he already has in his learning. That's mishpotai asher yase oisom. He learns mishpotei haTorah, chukei haTalmud, in a oifen that he's yase oisom, that he becomes a mechadish chidush haTorah, asher yase oisom, he makes Torah, v'chai bohem. Azam mensh, he zoiche to live in his Torah. To live in his ruchnius. As you've heard this many times from me, the Netziv, he's over here, he's marich on it beautifully. Weiter, he says, Chai perushoi. Sometimes chai means chai v'loy meis. Upam perushoi chai means in Tanakh b'shleimus v'loy b'shiflus. To be properly alive and not just b'shiflus. B'shleimus a person's life. V'hocha dekoi al maaseh ha-mitzvahs habshat sheyase oisem odem v'chai b'hem v'loy sheyomus b'hem. Rather, perushoi sheyeh nafshoi mis'aneg behergish ruchni bohem. That a person is dovuk in Torah properly, he has a tremendous oineg with a hergish ruchni, and that's ubo azor azu de isek haTorah kan v'parashas harayis, because that is what gives the person the capability of controlling his yetzer hara, being koyfe his yetzer hara. And as the Rambam writes over there, that in Yetzir Shel Avodah Zorah Misgaberes Ela B'Leiv Ponu Min HaChochma. But if a person's leiv has a hergish for chochma, he's out, erlicht in learning, his mind is occupied in learning, and not in a shitchi yizdik way, but a way that grasps and grabs his whole mind. He makes sure to do chazoris. He makes sure to that he knows Shmartim is Chukoisa, and he makes sure it's Mishpot Asher Yasa Oisam. He learns up a Sugya in a way that he achieves Chidushet Torah in the Sugya, when V'chai Bohem. V'alzei Zira Torah Shiu Oiskim B'chukis HaTalmud, U'bozeh Yiyu Nishmori Mehurray Arayis. And that's what the Gemara Navi Dezor Daf Yud Zayin brings. Obviously, Rabbi Nuno Osten, Kol Anoisin Hure Aliboy, Ba'avir Mir Hure Iznus. And Zog Den Etziv, even though there's a Azhor of Shkides HaTor, a person has to be a Masmid and a Lamdin, even without the aspect of Arayas. Mikol Mokoyim, Derech HaTor Lahazir, B'mokom Shitzorach Nehizohir B'yoyser. A place which needs an extra Zehirus, the Torah gives an extra warning. The Torah now tells us, if you're being makbid, and you chiyuv talmud Torah v'lamadtem oisam v'shinantom properly, then Torah Hashem tmima, mishivas nofesh, when the Torah Hashem is tmima, when you keep everything be'oifin tomim, then Torah takas a mishivas nofesh. It keeps the person's nefesh from chas v'shom falling. And it brings the nefesh of a person closer and back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So zoyche zayin, agur m'shabas.